sticking around, and we won't keep you too long. We'll be really quick with this section, and we will have a little bit of time for questions afterwards as well. But just to introduce ourselves first, I know some of you arrived late. My name is Daniel Fitzpatrick. I'm one of the co-directors of an arts organisation called AIMEE. This is Alice Butler, theatre co-director of AIMEE. And basically, we're an arts organisation.
I'm sorry, Anne Hendrick is just there, just so that you have all three of us.
We're an arts organisation that are funded, as you've seen, through film. And we are both a programming organisation in that we are putting together programmes for artists' film. We're also a resource organisation, so we're working with artists in a variety of capacities that we will elaborate on now. Just to introduce Anne, who's just joined us since last October, and Anne might say a few words
sure,
to kick
yeah.
things off.
Hi everyone, good to meet you all. My name's Anne Hedrick, I'm the new Projects and Engagements Manager with AIMEE. I joined the team in October, and I've been working with Alice and Daniel to help restructure the artist supports. So for a lot of you, I'll probably be the first point of contact when you reach out. So I look forward to getting to know you and your work and helping you move your practices forward. Thanks.
So, yeah, this is so what we have kind of been undergoing the last while is just a kind of clear restructure of how our artist supports work, and we're going to just talk you through that a little bit, just so we can work as productively as we can with artists on a variety of different capacities. So what we've been kind of introducing and sort of setting up over the last while is basically a tiered program of support, which we'll be talking through. But at that initial phase, that starts with typically how you'll first encounter us is either through our programs and through our screenings, but in terms of artist support, is through an individual art support session. And that's typically an hour-long, one-on-one session. Sometimes happens in person, sometimes often happens over Zoom. They're available to anyone, and they cover a lot of different topics. And it'll typically be either with myself or Alice, and they're really the kind of first port of call. The first thing we'll sort of do with an artist is have one of those sessions. And they're available to artists at any stage of practice. And we can talk about funding, talk about the practice. There's a variety of topics we can treat, and we can make those available in a number of capacities.
So what you do is, if you can get in touch with us and say that you're interested in meeting for an artist support session, and we'll ask if you can send us an existing moving image work or a cut of a work in progress. Our time is limited, obviously, so we can't watch mounds of material, but we do need to kind of get a sense of where you're at with your work and the kind of work that you're making. So we ask if you can send that to us in advance, and then we'll schedule a time. Just to let you know that the demand for these art support sessions has increased significantly, so there can be a little bit of a wait. So don't hesitate to get in touch if you think you'd find this useful. You might be waiting, unfortunately, it can be a few weeks, it can be a month or so. So just write that time into your kind of plan, especially if it's kind of in the run-up to any kind of application deadline or anything like that. This is just us to give you a sense of some quotes from people who we've met for artist support sessions, to give you an idea of how we've kind of, the topics that we've kind of covered with people, talking through proposals, talking through works in progress. As Daniel mentioned, we can engage with your work critically and offer feedback. We're not the end word in quality of work. It's just an opportunity, I guess, for you to have a conversation about practice, which, as Fanula indicated, this is artist-led projects. So we're conscious that people are often working on their own or maybe with a small team, so sometimes it's helpful to get an outside perspective on what you're doing, and we're here for that. But as I say, it's not like we're sort of the final word in your work. It's just an opportunity for a conversation, and we can also talk through funding strategies and things like that.
If people are freezing, let me know. I'll close
this. I just thought it was real stuff. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. Much needed.
Yeah. So then, like, what we have done is introduced this sort of second tier, which is a way we were kind of, a lot of these services we were kind of offering anyway, but we're just kind of articulating it a bit more clearly. Generally, people will, to access this second tier, will probably have met us for a one-on-one individual artist support session in order to access this sort of second tier. The second tier has a number of different aspects to it. There are the rough cut sessions where people will present works in progress to a group of peers. This is a process that people have found very useful. We work at about 6 artists a year in this way, and it's a great way to work with a project that is in development, at any stage of development. We also just, anybody who we work with in a more sort of advanced mentorship way that might meet a second time, this is usually this sort of second tier. There are also sometimes a demand for sort of like external mentorship that we have sort of brought in as needed. If there's needs that we feel could be met by bringing in an external someone to speak to, either a group of artists or an individual artist, that's something we have done in the past, and that's something that would typically operate through the second tier. There'd also be, with this second tier, an additional level of sort of peer support from the sort of other artists that are in this second tier. So this is something that we are just in introducing at the moment. So again, if you haven't accessed any support through AIM, probably the place to start is through an individual arts support session.
And yeah, so this tiered system, as Tanya said, is new, but and we'll be introducing a sort of a way for you to, I guess, apply to present your work at Rough Cut. But if in the meantime you're interested in Rough Cut, for example, where you present your works in progress, let us know. Those are not events that are not open to the public, so we'll make a note that you'd like to attend, maybe, and you can get a sense of how they work, and then we can see if there's a spot time-wise that works for you. And this, again, is just an indication of somebody's, how they sort of felt the process of engaging with the Rough Cut event was productive and useful for them. Just to give you kind of some feedback from one of the artists who we've worked with over kind of an extended period.
And then the second tier is similar to the first tier. It's accessible to all. There's no requirements to access that second tier. It's just about availability. So it's just, as long as there's availability within that second tier at a given time, then that's something we can totally access. So speak to us. Yeah.
So this third tier is something we've been, as with all of these supports, we have been offering artists for the last while. We haven't, we're only kind of now making it really transparent, these sort of different sort of ways that we're offering supports to artists. So this advanced mentorship program is just where we're in regular, semi-regular contact with an artist over a fixed period of time, but like maybe over the course of a year, where they're developing maybe sort of a more ambitious project than they have done previously. And we might also offer advice around, kind of quite focused advice around exhibition strategy and how to gain, engage programmers' interest in your work and things like that.
The kind of best way to sort of describe this sort of advanced mentorship work, usually this is a very small number of artists we work with in this way in a given year, but we have found this to be a very productive way to work with artists. And the kind of way to kind of articulate that is probably to describe some of the artists we've worked with in this way. For example, an artist called Frank Sweeney, who we worked with over a long period. Frank's work, he's just recently won the Tiger Award at the Rotterdam Film Festival for his most recent film. Very significant. And particularly considering there was maybe not a huge amount of representation for Irish artists within Rotterdam, which is a really significant festival in terms of artist film, where Irish artists weren't always that well represented. To see someone like Frank so well represented is really significant. So we have been monitoring Frank's artists for a long time and working quite closely with Frank through various projects. And this is a way of working that we found to be very productive. So we're just are articulating that a lot more clearly now. Another artist that we've kind of worked with in that way
is Holly Marie Parnell. So just to give you a sense of how these relationships are built up. So with Holly, Daniel first met her for an artist support session. We kind of realized then that the project that she was making called Cabbage would be a really good fit for her to present at a Rough Cut event. So she did that. At that event, we were really impressed with the quality of her work, and we realized that we'd like to make that a really significant part of our kind of public program. So we included it in our touring program, which we'll talk briefly about in a minute or two, which goes to venues around Ireland and Europe, a couple of venues in Europe as well. So yeah, that's an example of how we would work in a focused way with an artist. And Holly's film Cabbage as well has been really successful on the film festival circuit in Ireland and also across Europe, and in Canada as well. I think she's just got an impressive new commission there as well. So it's just about sort of building blocks in terms of making the best use of, when you're making a film like this, to work in how you're going to be engaging audiences with what you're doing and kind of along the way.
And so these like this advanced mentorship will typically be very project focused and will involve like ongoing mentorship by Amy, but also there's often opportunities for us to facilitate external mentorship and to bring in other people. And that's what we would have done in several of these instances where we could think, okay, there's somebody else who might be useful to this project that we can reach out to and put in a position to support the project in other ways. So it involves intense mentorship within Amy, but also additional supports through external mentorship. And that's, again, something that we saw with Fiona Howland's film Making Dust, which we premiered in IFI Documentary Film Festival quite recently, and we screened it there to a sellout audience at Screen One, which is again a very significant audience for a project that was fairly early on in Fiona's career as a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to get that reach so quickly is really, really significant, and there's a load of factors that go into that, including some of the external mentors which really helped support that project, like Tiger Sullivan, I know was quite involved in that project. So all of these things can be a feature of this sort of advanced sort of mentorship.
So those are the supports that we offer artists, but as Daniel mentioned at the start, we also are a programming organization, and we view those two things as deeply interconnected and constantly feeding each other. So as I described with Holly, for example, we met her initially through an artist support session, then she presented her work at a Rough Cut event, and then we included her work in our touring program. So that kind of gives you an example. That's not something that we can do with everyone, obviously, and that's it's just to give you a sense of how these two things relate to each other. So our programming activity, which it already came up earlier, but we just can't emphasize enough what a kind of major part of working in this area of artist film it is to engage with other people's work. So going to festivals that are showing work that has been funded by the Arts Council, identifying other artists whose work is exciting to you, kind of spending the time to think about why it's exciting to you, why you think it's working, why you think audiences are interested in it. And we would suggest that that's part of your job. It's not just about making your own work, it's also about investigating what's out there. And, Daniel said it earlier as well, finding a place for your work. What isn't being done at the moment that you think you can bring to sort of film culture in Ireland? So, to give you a sense of where our programs show up, we every year will present a number of programs for the Cork International Film Festival, with Docs Ireland in Belfast, Gaze in Dublin, and East Asia Film Festival Ireland at the IFI. So those are our regular festival partnerships. We also do around three programs at the IFI that are either curated by film artists or a focus on a specific filmmaker. And then a huge part of our kind of public program is our touring program. And just the details there are of last year's touring program, Suit You, which, so the touring program is always about bringing new work by Irish artists in conversation with international practice. So we had three Irish artists, Holly Marie Purnell, Susan Hughes, and Lisa Freeman. And then we had works by filmmakers from the UK, USA, Brazil, and Argentina. And that tour, that program toured to the most venues that we've brought our touring program to before. So it went to 11, I think, venues, including Belfast Film Festival, Roscommon, Malmö in Sweden, South Tipperary Arts Centre, Mermaid Arts Centre, IFI. So it's a real mix of rural and urban venues. It's about trying to engage all kinds of different audiences. It's a really exciting part of our public programme, and the whole idea of it is that we're trying to reach people who aren't in big cities. So if you're living somewhere that you think you can't access this material, keep an eye out for where our touring programme is going, and hopefully it'll be reaching somewhere near you, and we'd love to see you there. Always come up and say hello, and we try as much as possible to have introductions, Q&As, and that's where, you know, we'd love to hear from all of you.
The other thing to just mention then is just our newsletter. Our newsletter, like, is a really useful kind of overview of like this area of artist film. It's not just about our programs and what we are doing. It's also a way to just sort of like fill you in generally what is happening in that, in this area of artist film. There's also like funding deadlines in there. So that's free to sign up. You can sign up for that through our website. We strongly recommend you sign up for that. It's just a great way, just even to check in. We try to keep them a little shorter than we used to, so it's a great way to just quickly check in and say, okay, get a sense of kind of what's happening. We'll typically have like an in focus for that, you know, something that we try to highlight as a key thing within this area of artist film. So it's definitely worth signing up to the newsletter if you haven't done so already.
And that, as well as the newsletter, on our website, if you go into the artist support section and then click into, I think it's called like upcoming deadlines, you click into that page, and regularly updates a list of upcoming Arts Council Film Award deadlines, film festival submission deadlines. And these are film festivals that we've identified that are very interested in artists and experimental film, residency opportunities, you know, across the board that are eligible to Irish and Ireland-based artists. So if you want to meet us for an artist support session but we're not available for the next few weeks, check that page. It'll give you a really good indication of things that are coming up that might be helpful to you.
And all of these things can really help you feel like you're part of a community of artist film, and like that, you know, you have a place within that community, and that's also really important. It's just building a network and an infrastructure of support for your practice in a variety of different ways, so you know that you can draw off it and feel a sense of like, okay, this is where my work should be, and this makes sense. So hopefully we're able to like contribute to that in some way. Yeah. So that's it from us. We'll probably, if there's questions now, we can take them. Anything?
I just want to say it was a great overview. Like, it's great to know that there's so much support. I'm curious about the different types of mentorship, and like, as far as like tier one, is that pretty open, or
yes.
Is it competitive in any way?
Nope.
Only in terms of when you get in touch with us and how many other people we have yet to see. It's just open to anyone. The only thing I'd say is, really think about, am I making artist film work? Am I making experimental film work? You don't want to, you know, waste your time or ours, I guess, if you're making, you know, when somebody was talking earlier about like a straight horror, that's not where our expertise or experience is. So just think, have a look at our website, look at the films that we're supporting or exhibiting, and think, okay, yeah, I think this is in line with what I'm doing. And that's it, get in touch, and then we'll see you as soon as we have a slot available.
Yeah, there's ways of thinking about that time to make it as useful as possible for yourself, but it's open to all. I mean, I think there are other organizations, not like internationally, that would have similar things and would have restrictions around people in third level education. We don't have any of those restrictions, so there's no requirements to that to those individual sports sessions open to all.
And do they all take place in Dublin, just for people that don't live
here?
Loads of them.
Is this all free?
It's free.
Money. So you get funding from the Arts Council?
We do.
No grants.
Any other questions?
Just in terms of the film industry, what makes AEMI different to other organisations, or what's your main goal and purpose?
That's a
I guess we're really interested in, like, when Felina was asked the question about, you know, what is the sort of where do you draw the line in terms of what's experimental, non-narrative, etc. We're interested in work when we see it that feels really alive and pushing, you know, boundaries and limits in terms of what the medium can do. You know, that sounds quite abstract, because it is. We're not going to pin anything down. But if you go to the cinema and you're enjoying lots of stuff in your local multiplex and you don't find yourself, you know, thinking, oh, I wonder if cinema could do something else, then we're not for you. But if you're interested in the more sort of, boundary-pushing work, challenging, conceptual, abstract, I don't know what other adjectives I can throw in there. But if you're interested in, I can't say it enough, it's always really helpful to us sometimes. I find, like, when I'm meeting artists for these sessions and I ask, you know, what is the kind of work that you're excited by? And if people are sort of struggling to answer, I'm always a little bit like, okay, but what got you here? So just take the time to think about who's inspiring to you and who's influencing you, and, you know, why you want to do this. And, you know, I hope that.
I try to also identify, like, modes of practice that you can identify. It's not just works that you can identify, but people are making work in a way that you go, okay, that's that person is able to work in a way that I aspire to. And, you know, that can also be really useful to identify, okay, who is able to work in a way that I ultimately want to work. And they can be an influence on your practice, even if it's not necessarily the work, but just identifying modes of practice and ways of working that you can go, okay, this means something to me. And this resonates with what I'm doing. Any other questions at this stage?
I have my advisory session at the end. Is there a specific thing that I should be prepared for that? Or is it kind of general of what I want to come in with in terms of advice and guidance?
Like, if there's a couple of key questions,
yeah,
you know, and that's no harm, but don't like overthink it either. You know,
it's more of a general meeting.
It can sometimes be very specific, very project focused, and it can be like really like a deep dive into a particular question, or it can be broader, more like, okay, more or like organic, more about like, okay, the environment in which you're working, and it can be strategic in that way. So it can take a number of different shapes, and they do. So
sometimes we need people who are kind of pivotal stage of their practice, like they may be making some sort of change in direction and how they're doing something, or their interests have changed. And that's kind of sometimes a bit of a recurring theme in terms of when we end up meeting people. But yeah, as Dana said, it's not about overthinking it really, but maybe just spending a little bit of time thinking about, like, you know, what do I hope to kind of get out of this conversation, what do I want to focus on a little bit, and let us know.
And also, like, if there's, to have a sense of these questions that could be answered elsewhere, you know, so that all that time isn't used up with, you know, stuff that you could figure out otherwise, so can be quite specific, but in that, you know, it's, yeah, I wouldn't worry too much. Anything else?
I was just wondering, in the previous, you know, just to, again, to sort of clarify what supports you're offering, you know, in the previous talk, it was speaking about, you know, making work that's like predominantly or mainly for the cinema space,
mm-hmm.
not work that's for a gallery space.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also provide supports for people that are trying to make stuff for, you know, gallery spaces, or are you
we always say, like, we're funded by the Arts Council through film, so our priority is to support work that's also trying to enrich film culture and film landscape, we recognise that there can be an overlap, and some of the works that are supported by the Arts Council through film do occasionally end up in galleries, and so, yeah.
As a secondary
exhibition point, but we actually always say in those kind of initial emails, if we get a sense that people are interested in kind of more gallery installation or exhibition, that's not where our experience is really focused, but obviously it can come up and we can offer some guidance, but it's really film and film exhibition that we'd be focused
generally
on.
That's where our thinking will go.
Yeah.
And if it's specifically like exhibition strategies for installation, things like that, probably finding somebody to speak to in a visualized context would be a much more useful
Definitely.
Way to spend your time. But you know, these, we have had conversations that have touched on that, but again, will be much more useful if at least for the project that we're talking about within that space, that the project is centered on cinema as an exhibition space in the first instance. That's when we will be most useful. Yeah.
How do you tend to structure the like mentorship, like when you're talking about, so is it project oriented? Is it like a conversation that I was like, I'm doing, working on this thing, and like, who do you think might be useful? Just for like the completion of a project, or is it like more generally, like as you practice, like, oh, get in touch with this person, they're relevant, you know?
I think a lot of the time when we're, say, if you meet somebody for an artist support session and you've seen some work and it seems to like reminds us of somebody who's making work, particularly in Ireland, it's nice to put people in touch who are working here. We'll suggest like either that you check out the work in case, you know, maybe you don't know, you're not aware of them. And then typically after that, if it seems like something that's of interest, we would say, you know, if you're considering like a bursary application, you know, you could write in a mentorship where you would maybe meet them 3 times over the course of 6 months or a year or something. They'd be paid for each of those sessions, and you could sort of, you know, be clear about what you want that mentorship to focus on. So maybe they would give you feedback on a specific aspect of what you're doing, or just give you critical feedback, or give you a sense of how they've navigated something in this sort of whole area. That's kind of how it would work.
We've seen it go from an art support session where you'd say, have you seen this person's work? You might find it interesting. It might have relevance for your own practice. You've seen that develop into a more formal mentorship, and we've sometimes brought that in. We've then seen that sometimes develop to something closer to collaboration.
Yeah.
So it can happen in a variety of ways, and these sort of external mentorship roles are, you know, a significant part of like how we work.
And it enhances that kind of sense of community that Daniel was mentioning. Like Fiona, we suggested she talk to Frank Sweeney, so he became a kind of mentor on her project. And I know Pat Murphy was a mentor for Frank, and we suggested he contact her, and I think they've been in touch for a number of years now. So they can be really meaningful relationships, you know, that go far beyond, not always, of course, but like they can be really, really kind of productive.
Any other last questions? Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.